you do have a choice. And if you want to listen to the most liberated kind of radio that there is, you listen to your pirate radio station, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM on your dial.
Just won a court case that found the sitting law unconstitutional, and we were still serving food and doing lots of activity. We had a really big movement at that time. We were doing Cop Watch. We were supporting Earth First actions to save headwaters. We were going up monthly up to San Francisco to support Food Not Bombs in San Francisco. And up there was a large food fight going on. The San Francisco police were harassing homeless people constantly. Food Not Bombs was being arrested in San Francisco on a daily basis. Every meal, lunch, and dinner, they were being arrested. And that was going on for months. It actually was going on for about 3 years in San Francisco. We had done a lot of our activism as homeless people. I was homeless. A lot of the organizers were homeless. And just before Free Radio got going, there was an activist, his name was Tony Mello, and he was part of a lot of different groups, and he was really one of the activists that got Food Not Bombs started. He was a Vietnam veteran, part of the Communist Labor Party. Tony Mello and Tom Schreiner actually really wanted Free Radio to get started. The core group of Food Not Bombs in Santa Cruz actually moved into a house together over on Market Street. So we had been in the house for maybe a couple months. Food Not Bombs was super strong. We had tables, tons of equipment, a truck, you know, plastic bowls, all kinds of political literature. We were really strong. And we were going up to San Francisco pretty much on a regular basis and getting arrested and supporting the movement up there. So what was happening here was we were getting more and more connected with San Francisco and Berkeley. And Berkeley was where Free Radio in California was started. Stephen Dunifer was building transmitters up there, and he was very much a high-techy kind of guy, kind of hard to communicate with, but we were able to do it, and there was a lot of persistent people in our group, you know, including you, Bob, and other people, Xavier, who were really wanted Free Radio to happen. They wanted it because they wanted to tell the story that wasn't being told. I think because there was a lot of grassroots activity going on, and the media, the mainstream media, wasn't covering any of it. You know, in San Francisco, they weren't covering it. The Guardian, you know, just kind of dwindled as far as, like, covering these arrests that had been happening for, like, 3 years on a daily basis. I mean, the cops in San Francisco were, like, basically dumping out big buckets of soup on the ground. One time they dumped a big bucket of soup in the fountain, and there's homeless people all sitting around watching this, and nobody's saying anything about it. And then in Santa Cruz, there was homeless people getting their belongings confiscated. You know, if they were active, they were being targeted and being harassed. There was all kinds of subtle harassment. Like, if a homeless person, you know, was very verbal and eloquent in speaking at a city council meeting, this is just one example, maybe the next week his bicycle would be confiscated by the police. And I remember things like that happening. And it was just a way of kind of squashing homeless people from speaking up about what their experience was. So we thought Free Radio would be a really good way to start exposing all that, since the media wasn't doing it.
What spurred your interest to want to be involved in starting Free Radio?
Well, I have to be honest, I don't think I was really, like, the one that was, like, starting Free Radio.
I'm just asking. I didn't say you started it, but what, I mean, you obviously were involved in the beginning.
I was just kind of sitting organize. There listening to all you guys, like, try to figure it out. But
no, you were the one writing down notes and saying, all right, we're going to have a meeting this week, and you're organizing people, because that's what you are awesome at, is organizing people, getting them together, trying to find another meeting time to meet, and we met several times at your house.
Yeah.
And
well,
you were the one keeping the organization together, because, you know I wasn't.
Well, no, Bob, you were the artist. I don't know. No, Bob, you were keeping it together, definitely. I wanted more people involved that had a very creative voice and a diverse perspective. To be honest, I was really hoping that more people from the Beach Flats would start being on the air, because I wanted to increase the diversity that was in Food Not Bombs. I also knew that the only thing that could keep Food Not Bombs going is if there was a lot of fun and, you know, exciting activity going on. So it was at our house. There was a few of us, there was quite a few of us living at this house, and we'd only been in there a couple of months. And I remember we set the transmitter up in my room, which was kind of crazy, because I didn't realize that people would want to be on it 24 hours a day. People were really, really excited about it. I was kind of honestly afraid to be talking on the air. It made me nervous, and I didn't really want to have a whole lot to do with talking on the air. I didn't mind organizing meetings and stuff. After the first couple meetings, it just had a life of its own. I didn't really have much to do with it, but I remember you guys setting up the transmitter on the corner of the house and the antenna. I just remember, Bob, you had the whole thing all set up on the table with the microphone, and I had written out this thing that talked about how the airwaves belong to you, and if you want to speak on the radio, you know, please call us, and we want to hear what the poor and homeless and anyone has to say over the air, and that the corporate perspective is not the only perspective out there, and this is our way of creating community.
Free radio, chaos, radio collective, whatever you want to call it. We now have the technology. The airwaves really belong to us. It's up to the people to take back that which U.S. corporate interests and government regulators monopolize. Stop for-profit brainwashing. Build revolt by networking nationally and internationally. It's up to you, folks. We need a core group and many more to broadcast and program Free Radio Santa Cruz. Keep listening, and we'll give you a phone number near you to call soon.
Yeah, we got kicked out of our place pretty quickly. The landlord was notified.
Okay, what originally happened was we started building the carport in the back to make the radio station. And
that's right. I wanted you guys out of my room. It was really loud.
You had to kick everybody out of the room when you wanted to go to the bed. We enclosed that back carport. While we're in the middle of putting plywood up, I believe the property manager or an insurance, someone tied to that property, and they came by. You can't do that! And we're just about done with it. We almost were ready to move in the equipment. So then we had to figure out something, so that's when we enclosed the back of Campbell Street.
And you're listening to a historical look back at Free Radio Santa Cruz. I've been talking with Kim Argula, one of the founders. As we were kicked out of our first location, we moved to the Campbell Street house at 120 Campbell, where I enclosed a very small porch area in the backyard, approximately 5 by 15 feet, creating a closet where Free Radio Santa Cruz started regular programs. It wasn't too long until the local corporate media caught wind of Free Radio Santa Cruz, and one Wednesday afternoon, two KCBA Fox News journalists tracked down the signal to an adjacent house where the two reporters knocked on the door of a Food Not Bombs cookhouse, demanding to interview Free Radio Santa Cruz. The Food Not Bombs volunteer, Ty, denied any knowledge of the station, and other neighborhood folks saw this interaction and quickly alerted Free Radio Santa Cruz of possible FCC agents in the area. And acting out of fear, thinking that these two Fox News journalists were FCC agents, we shut down the transmitter immediately. Later that evening, we got a message on the Food Not Bombs voicemail saying that Fox News trying to track us down for a story.
It's pirate radio, and it fills the airwaves with stuff you wouldn't normally hear. Les Patinas went to the Santa Cruz Underground for the story.
It's an on-air rebellion, an unlicensed radio station operating out of a tiny closet in a secret location.
Candidly, do poor people have just as much right to live as rich people?
Of course not, Sally.
Well, there you have it.
And we bring voices of people who are never heard. And we have actual homeless people in here on the mic. We go out and we go out and interview people under bridges, people that are digging through dumpsters. We go and bring you the stories that nobody would dare to play.
But wait, there's something written on it.
What does it say?
It says, screw the FCC.
Well, you probably wouldn't hear that on any local licensed radio station, but that, of course, is a big part of the point. Free Radio Santa Cruz has a huge potential audience that nobody else seems to be catering to.
And it's not any one group that's backing this. It's several different
It's basically a coalition of people that have come together from different groups and different walks of life and, you know, different areas. It's not any one group. Just mostly just activists.
Right on. Pirate radio station, you guys into that?
We're trying to bring a nonviolent message. We have a lot of different people represented, but we draw the line at hate mongers.
The folks at Free Radio Santa Cruz say they've got a lot of programming for an outfit that started out with $1,000 worth of equipment and enough space for a water heater.
The lesbian, gay, and transgender community.
But these on-air pirates say that makes their operation that much easier to move. And even if the government shuts them down, they say the free radio movement is just too big to stop.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 89.3. Seizing the airwaves and giving voice to the voiceless.
In Santa Cruz, Les Patinas, KCBA News.
When we first got started, one of the ways in which we really got a lot of exposure that the radio was on the air was that we bumper stickered the whole town. We put stickers everywhere that said free radio. And I actually had a lot of fun doing that because I had a hard time just speaking on the air and that kind of thing. But to go out and put stickers everywhere was great, and they were really literally everywhere. They were in the bathrooms, on posts, and really well done, you know, stickers. And we got a lot of listeners that way. And I think it'd be good to do that again. I did a program called the Food Not Bombs Radio Network program, and I would play some music and then talk a little bit, and then I would just put on the tape, the Food Not Bombs Radio Network. And that was created by Keith McHenry and Richard Edmondson up in San Francisco. And they did all kinds of things. They did a half-hour show, basically, on topics such as the Rodney King Uprising, Free Mumia Abu-Jamal, and also really good in-depth coverage of the food fight that was happening up in San Francisco, where people were getting arrested daily, like at lunch and dinner, for serving food. And it was really just ridiculous that the police were spending so much money up in San Francisco to, like, steal buckets of food from poor people. And they were serving good, healthy vegetarian food, and it was being, you know, smashed down. So the Food Not Bombs Radio Network was these tapes that they had sent out, and they were being played by any micro-broadcasters that could get their hands on it. And then they were also being played by alternative radio stations. There were some great shows, too, being played at that time.
What were some of the shows, do you remember?
There was the Free Mumia Abu-Jamal shows. There was Earth First had a show. Robert Norris, oh yeah. I think Linda LeMaster was on there for a while, and Linda Edwards. There was a lot of homeless people that had their own shows. You know, we were all really just beginners, and I felt like I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but it didn't matter too much. I think the shows now are really good compared to what they were when we first started. When we first started, it was not professional in any to any degree. It was very much amateur kind of presentation, and a lot of people probably didn't even listen to the radio that much because there was a lot of strange stuff going on the air because people, you know, were just new at it, inexperienced, and weren't exactly sure how to go about doing a radio show. But now I listen to the shows, and the quality and the content of what's being broadcast on free radio is such exceptional stuff. It's better than any of the other radio stations in town. There's Democracy Now. George, who has her show, when I listen to her show, I'm just blown away. I'm amazed at where she gets the information, and it's well documented, and she gives resources where you can check it out and see if it's really true what she's saying, and she puts it together really well. I'm very impressed with her show. The show I would recommend if I was listening to free radio is Peace Talks on Sunday at 3 p.m. It's a really exceptional show.
And that was Kim Argula, one of the founders of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is the Queen of Caffeine, and we're educating the masses.
Energy of the electromagnetic spectrum is silent. And so is
Pirate Radio. In whose department does this fall?
That would be me, Prime Minister.
What's the plan, Sir Alistair? They're very popular.
We're going to shut them down within the year. They are a sewer. Dirty, irresponsible, and low morals.
Energy all along the spectrum. From high energy gamma rays, low energy rays.
Left channel. Octave control numbers.
101 FM.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Radio is dominated by corporate interests. This show commercial and no show, but still capitalist. Manufactured and sent. Our show world you'll never hear about. Everyone surrounds you on the street. We get the plug, make our own media. Some of the sneaking, but transmitters in tow. Set up antennas on top of the hill. Addicts stand along the roof line. Pump on the volume with my radio. Radio is my bomb! A thousand broadcasts. Boom! There's the voice of the voices and the roots of the grass are spreading fast. Breaking the media blockade. Clearing the radio for each locality. Building community and resistance. Exact real people, telling real news. Giving your dignity and political freedom. Change information, news and ideas. Cultural energy expression. This is the new free speech movement. Radio is my bomb! May a thousand broadcast boom! Hearing this music, dance for the masses. Writer spaces collectively. It's a kick in the face to hierarchy. The only commercial you may hear. What announces revolution here? There's a movement of electronic illusion coming at you to free the airwaves. Threatening the FCC and a corporate establishment. Powers that be in such radio shockwaves. Bright explosion radio is my bomb. May a thousand broadcasts boom.
Freak Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Operation Ear Infection Show. It's getting a little wet out there. Bring an umbrella. Supposed to storm all day.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home.
curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Santa Cruz units, code 4, San Lorenzo Park at the footbridge. You can resume normal traffic on Santa Cruz Blue.
Propose a resolution that the historian should speak out against the war in Vietnam. Well, there's kind of shock. We're historians. We're supposed to be here to...
Armed federal marshals and FCC agents raided the studio of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
It was Wednesday, September 29th. I was in the studio, the usual morning programming. I put it on, the news reports we have in the morning. We have Independent Native News, Workers Independent News Service, and Truth Out Overview with William Rivers Pitt. And then we have Democracy Now! From 8 to 9, and after that was Alternative Radio with Howard Zinn. I put all that morning programming on, and I exited the studio about 8:30, locked it, and was rounding the corner to head to my vehicle, and I saw a number of undercover police officers with plastic handcuffs and just kind of milling around, parking their cars. I felt a little nervous, but it was around the corner from the studio, so I wasn't sure if it was for us. And then I saw them pull into the neighboring apartment complex in an undercover police car, and I got the feeling they're surrounding the house. At this point, I was driving off. I made a slow U-turn, swung back around. They were staring at me really hard the whole time. And then I saw a bunch of, probably about at least a dozen U.S. federal police, is what it said on the back, police, federal marshals, round the corner and began marching towards the house. So instantly, when they rounded the corner, I knew it was a raid. I was, of course, very shaken up by it. I saw them approach the house and begin surrounding it and start to move in, and I just, all I could do at that point was go to a payphone and call as many people as I could. And they, of course, got on the phone with the media. Other people sent out emails and made phone calls, and about 100 people came down to the studio to support us.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated, under siege. Under siege. Pushing little children with their fully automatics.
They like to push the league around. Free Radio, Chaos Radio Collective, whatever you want to call it. We now have the technology. The airwaves really belong to us.
We're supposed to be here to...
Violation of FCC statutes.
The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
And rules and regulations.
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Operating a radio station without license.
It's just a sad day for free speech today when they have to come and do this. And it's interesting they're doing it right before the election, too.
We have seized only property.
Defendant is equipment.
Defendant is the equipment. The equipment is under arrest.
This is not a criminal action against people.
And I looked down. I was about to get in the shower. I was in my bathrobe. And I looked down from the top of the stairs, and I saw uniformed officials with guns drawn. and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know why they would be there.
It is a civil and rem action against property.
We object to the use of federal resources and attention during a time when we're supposedly in orange alert and at war and threatened by foreign powers, that they have the resources to send this many people to a town like Santa Cruz to shut down a radio station.
A record player! Oh my God! Arrest that record player!
Punching little children with the fully automatics, they like to push the link around.
Free Radio Santa Cruz!
Free, free, free radio.
Music should be free, and so should radio.
To peace, war staring you in the face,
dressed in black,
with a helmet fierce, trained and appropriate for the malcontents, for the disproportion malcontents. A little boy smiled, it'll all be well, and say a little boy smiled, it'll all be well.
Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around.
Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around. Push the weak around. Push the weak around. Push the weak around. They like to push the weak around.
This is independent radio in a democracy.
We're all
myself some misery.
Depression, gotta break free.
A turmoil, radio has proven to be one of the most effective tools of the motherfucking resistance. From the broadcast in Prague in 1968 to the radio station takeovers by the brave women of Oaxaca, radio is a powerful media tool that is often taken for granted. Think about that pill-popping motherfucker Rush Limbaugh and tell me where his popularity resides. Nope, not on TV or on the internet machine, but on crackly, crappy AM motherfucking radio. If the grid takes a hit, or if you cannot afford your DSL connection due to economic hardship, radio might be your lifeline to important news and information. Unfortunately, most radio is owned by corporate scum and religious freaks, and getting a broadcast license is off limits to most, since it's so goddamn expensive. Well, this week I bring you Renegade DJ Skidmark Bob of Free Radio Santa Cruz, a motherfucking pirate radio station that has been giving the finger to the FCC for over 14 fucking years. Hey Bob, how the fuck are you?
I'm fucking great. What's going on with you?
Yeah, pretty fucking good. I've been checking out this lady lately, but recently I've been developing this rash under my... Hey, wait a minute. I asked the questions here. So, what the fuck is pirate radio?
Pirate radio is... technically, it's unlicensed radio. And it, Radio Caroline was the first one. They did it on boats out in the ocean, out in the Bay Area, and they'd beam it into different cities. But technology has made it now, so it's a lot easier to do it.
What the fuck is Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Free Radio Santa Cruz is a collective of individuals who, over the last 14 years, have been taking back our airwaves and giving it to the community of Santa Cruz here. It started out with Food Not Bombs, who were here in Santa Cruz that would constantly be coming under attack back in the mid-90s. I don't know if you remember in San Francisco, the Matrix program, the cops would come down and arrest Food Not Bombs volunteers. And they were doing that here as well in other ways in their kind of candy-coated Matrix program they had here with different ordinances. And our message would always be construed in the mainstream media, the local paper, and so we wanted to get our voice out, and we heard about this guy named Stephen Dunifer, who would hike up into the mountains of Berkeley and start broadcasting on Sunday nights, and so we got a transmitter, threw it up into a tree, and started broadcasting.
How long did it take the motherfucking FCC to knock on your door?
Not very long. It's kind of a funny story because the first person that actually contacted us was Fox News. They wanted to do a story on us, and they tried to hunt us down. We thought they were the authorities, so we shut down in fear, found out they weren't, did a really good story with them, and it ended up going on the air. A few weeks later, we're contacted by two FCC agents. They contacted us, and they wanted to see the station, and we said, well, we have rights, you're not coming in, you know, you shouldn't even be in our backyard, you need to leave now. So they gave us some paperwork of unlicensed operation and left the premises, and we didn't hear from them for a long time. And every time we moved frequencies or moved locations, they would come around, knock on the door, try to contact the landlord, and try to shut us down.
So why the fuck don't you just get a legal station and avoid all this hassle?
Because it fucking rocks, first of all. And we'd never get a regular radio show. You know, there's all these programmers on. We put basically anybody, almost anybody on the air. They got to go through a small application process. And we let them know that it's illegal, this, that. It's at our website, freakradio.org. And they can fill out an application, apply, get on the air if they want. The reason why we do it is we want to give a real voice to the community. Now, we have a small college station here, but you got to be a student, jump through all these hoops to get in on the air there as well and do all this stuff. Here at Free Radio, we're able to put voices on the air. We have a lot of Spanish programs now that are starting to... We have at least 9 or 10 Spanish programs or bilingual programs that are happening now. And a lot of voices, activist voices that are happening around. And we also play a lot of really good independent programs.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine.
Home easy, Mark, yo. Easy. This for you, baby. No joke. This for you, fellas. Something I cooked up.
Lie on rap, smoke killer herb till my lungs collapse. Lost 2 grand last night shooting craps. Then I hit the Ritz and bought a few laps. Just got a letter from my old best friend. Doing 25 in a federal pen. Wanna come home, but he said until then. Could I look over his 3 children? They wake him up at 5 a.m. for Fruit Loops. Draped up in white overalls and black. Drive a Lex, sipping gin and juice. Now we need money for some chips and soups. Run around town with a sack of rocks. Polo shirts with the matching socks. Mom, I promise one day I'ma stop. I'ma grow up and be an astronaut. I'm on a Mexican radio. Jealous of the SP mix, but your whole crew should be wearing Kotex. I'ma get by and I'ma get high. 13.5, I'ma let my birds fly. Everybody knows that my back is not dry. If you say it is, you a damn lie. Rolling through life like a tumbleweed. I'm the young prez of my company. Home catching hell cause I love my weed. Baby, can you please let your husband breathe? Tryna dodge death and tryna dodge jail. Home damn friends tryna do my kill. People used to call me a bum from hell. Laughed at my car when my muffler fell. I'm on a Mexican radio. From the fat ass dime, gripping wood grain, let the seat recline. Got the Asian girl with the big behind. Take her to the telly and she love me long time. Remember when I begged you to buy my tapes? Now I buy cribs on the sides of lakes. Pray to the Lord and ask why they hate. Cause they got the nuts about the size of grapes. 22 inches on my dually 2-ton. And the candy paint costs 8,500. Even if I'm in my swimming pool having fun, still I stay strapped with a waterproof gun. I'm asking you, please, can you pray for me, Reverend? When I die, will I go to heaven? Trying to count the TVs in my car, I got 11. Pioneer Reed 007. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Muscle Town.
Well, you ought to be.
There's been a lot of talk on the radio pitting Spanish language programmers against English language programmers. Who does the work? Who pays for the equipment? Who belongs in Santa Cruz? Who belongs in Watsonville? Who donates to Free Radio Santa Cruz? Who listens? Who fits in which box? Who speaks for whom? Who owns the equipment even? This has been argued at meetings, on the air, and on the internet. I want to be clear from the start here that I believe this to be dialogue and debate that organizations doing the work of building community need to be having. As hard as it is, that we as a station need to discuss our own racism, our own assumptions, to be critical of our own results, our own process, our own members. This is a process that's necessary to progress, and I do not shy away from it. All organizations in Santa Cruz need to do this work, particularly ones that have gone years and years, and you look around and see that the folks involved are still primarily straight white men. Don't tell me it's because Santa Cruz is mostly white or mostly straight. The communities engaged in active resistance are most definitely not. There's a reason why Free Radio Santa Cruz is mostly white, just like there's a reason why Santa Cruz itself is mostly white. What I'm trying to say is that whether or not we acknowledge it, there's an undercurrent of fierce racism in our town. It's always there. It's always bubbling. It's not limited to Republicans or rich folks. It's within all of us. It goes down like this. If you grew up in a racist society, and I'd assume that all of us did, that's not without its effects. I'll be the first one to say that I'm a racist. No matter how many teachings or trainings, books or experiences, my anti-racist unlearning has not and likely will never conquer the fine training I've received in racial discrimination and my own privilege. Have I learned from my experiences? Absolutely. Do I still make mistakes? Absolutely. I have unconscious racist thoughts that manifest in more conscious thinking in my brain than sometimes continue to inform actions that I regret, words that I jumble, interactions that I'd like to do over. It's a daily struggle. If it's not a daily struggle, then you're opting out. Then you are blind to injustice. I say this, addressing this conflict on the air for the very first time in response to some of the listener comments we've been getting on the voicemail, which is 427-4523, by the way. In response to several programmers at this here radio station who want to hear the listener response to an increase in Spanish language programming. Now, just like they've said to me, I wouldn't hold anyone responsible for what folks on their side are saying. But I do state that we need to look carefully at ourselves in the mirror, all of us, no matter how we stand on this issue, when calls to Free Radio voicemail sound like this one.
Come on. You know, you're a Spanish-loving crew of fucking retards. Can't even figure out how to fucking run your fucking station. Playing two fucking programs at one time here. Hey, taco eaters. Why don't you put your fucking tacos down and your little fucking sick fucking language book and learn how to fucking run your fucking station? You guys suck, and your Spanish shit sucks. Why don't you all go fuck off or fucking learn how to fucking program your fucking radio station? You're a bunch of fucking beer-loving fucking morons. The public isn't going to put up with fucking your bullshit. You guys are going to go to the fucking wayside. They're only up dumb fucking beaners who want to listen to your bullshit. And the white people are getting fucking alienated by your fucking stupidity and your loving of all these fucking people in Watsonville, while the homeless and the poor people want to hear about politics can just go fuck off because they don't speak your fucking spick talk. You fucking idiot.
To repeat this message.
Now I hesitate and deliberate about whether to air that. But here's the deal. Ignoring it has not made it go away, and encouraging it has made it worse. We must confront it. So much of life must go, not to forward right, but to beat back wrong. That's what W.E.B. Du Bois said to commemorate John Brown in a call to beat back the evil of the world. I will fight back against this kind of virulent racism. But I will not hesitate to call out those who speak the same sentiments in kinder words. That voice doesn't surprise me, and it shouldn't surprise you. That voice encourages scapegoating. That voice recalls the very same evil W.E.B. Du Bois was talking about. It hasn't been defeated. It hasn't gone away. Racism has evolved and changed, but it's still with us. It's still within us. That means we've got work to do. The woman we just heard is not claimed by either side of this debate. She is offered here not as a red herring, but as a concession that she is within all of us. That voice is part of our schooling, our discourse, our internal dialogue. It's the voice heard internally in our most regrettable moments. It's the voice broadcast loud and belligerently on Fox News. It's the spirit of our national contradictions. And it's being poked with a stick on the national stage as well as this frequency, 101.1 FM, where the dialogue about whether the station should have a daily Spanish language global independent news broadcast alongside an English language global independent news broadcast. We just heard Free Speech Radio News and Informativo Pacifica back to back. Whether that discussion breaks down into accusations of playing the race card and dismissive distractions. I'm not trying to smear those who disagree with my statements with the wretched nonsense we just heard. I'm trying to own it. Ignoring it has never made this kind of filth go away. And I will not stand aside while the radio station I've worked with for years encourages, broadcasts, or amplifies it.